regarding the beracha on water, because it sounds like an elementary question. We know the beracha on water is shakol yamet baro, but the Mishnah says hashote ma'im lismao mevarech shakol yamet baro. If somebody drinks water in order to quench his thirst, he makes shakol yamet baro. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean to quench his thirst? What is it coming to exclude? The Gemara Berachot Daf Mem Dalet says le'apuke, to exclude the hanakte umsa, where it, let's say, was being choked by a piece of umsa, which some explain as like a piece of meat or something else that's caught in his throat and he wants to dislodge it. So he's taking a glass of water, not because he's thirsty, but in order to dislodge the piece of meat in his throat. In such a case, you would not make a beracha. And that's clearly the way Maran brings it down also in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Dalet. The question is that the only case where you don't make a beracha, or is there other cases? Well, the Gaon Mevilna and many others, including the Ben Ish Chai, want to say that that's only one example. But any time you're drinking water in order not to quench your thirst, but for another reason, so you would also not make a beracha in such water. For example, if a person is swallowing pills, wants to take aspirin or Tylenol or another type of medicine, and he just needs to take the water in order to get the pill to go down. If he's not thirsty at that time, and he's not doing it to quench his thirst, he would not make a beracha on that water that he takes while drinking a pill. Or, for example, let's say a person is told that he's dehydrated. He's not thirsty at the time, but they tell him you have to drink these liquids over here, water specifically, in order to maintain the water in your system so you don't become dehydrated. Also, he would not make a beracha on such water, because he's not drinking it in order to quench his thirst. Another question that the poskim discuss, which is, let's say, at the beginning of a fast day, let's say after Seudat HaMafsekit on Tisha B'Av or on Erev Kippur, or Erev Tisha B'Av, I should say. So usually after Seudat HaMafsekit, people have the custom, they drink 2-3 glasses of water just in order to have storage, to have extra water in their system in order to go into the fast. Even though maybe at that time they're really not thirsty, but they're drinking in order, you know, for the future. Really, at that time that you're drinking, if you're not thirsty, it's not considered drinking mayim. It's ma'o. It's reserves. It's camel drinking. And therefore, la'alakha, in that case also, unless he was thirsty, he would not make a shakol niyamet baro. So the halakha is very clear when it comes to water specifically. One of the aharonim in Mishneh Halakhot discusses the same thing by seltzer. It's just water with bubbles. It says, if you have a hana'ah from the seltzer, then of course you'd make a shakon yavaro. But if you're really having no hana'ah from the bubbles, and you're just drinking it in order for the reasons that we mentioned above, to swallow a pill, a guy's dehydrated, or just, you know, for storage purposes in order to, you know, have reserves, you also would not have to make a beracha. So it's really a hidush that la'alakha, the only time you make a beracha on water is when it is litzma'o, in order to quench his thirst. Anything else, any other reason, he would not make. Safek berachot lekin.